Psychotherapeutic support for concerns significant others impacted by gambling disorder. A gambling disorder, GD, poses hidden yet significant challenges for families and partners, often leaving concerns significant others, CSOs, in states of confusion, distress, and uncertainty. This article details the case of Mary, whose discovery of her partner's concealed sports betting triggered acute emotional turmoil and relational disruption. The case illustrates how factors inherent to problem gambling, such as secrecy, financial instability, and cultural normalization, complicate coping and help-seeking among CSOs. Intervention emphasized comprehensive and ongoing assessment, integrative psychotherapy techniques, psychoeducation, and skills-based strategies to increase emotional processing and foster relational repair. Clinical reflections highlight the ethical dilemmas of disclosure, the balance of empathy with accountability, and the corrective impact of the therapeutic alliances tailored to the unique relational experiences of CSOs. Clinical vignette. Mary, a 32-year-old female, initially presented to therapy after discovering her long-term partner, a 38-year-old male, had been placing sports bets with a state-licensed online sports betting operator via his phone. Having grown up without exposure to gambling and witnessing only casual family betting during NFL season, she reported an elevated level of disbelief at her partner's concealed behavior and felt unsure if their marriage would survive. She also reported concern that her reaction was intensified by unresolved trust issues stemming from her parental figures, adding notable intensity to the emotional backdrop of her partner's secrecy around his gambling. In the weeks preceding treatment, she described experiencing intense emotions of anxiety, anger, and grief that fluctuated based on associated triggers such as emails or money transfer notifications through PayPal or Venmo. Her presenting treatment goals were to find healthier ways to communicate with her partner about gambling, learn more about gambling disorder, establish healthy boundaries between offering support and ensuring accountability, and find better avenues to manage her own emotional distress from the various lifestyle changes brought on by problem gambling. Mary also wrestled with decisions about whether or not to disclose her husband's gambling to friends and family. Despite her supportive network, she hesitated to disclose her partner's gambling due to stigma and fears of burdening others. How should you proceed? Background. Gambling refers to wagering something of value on an event with an uncertain outcome, with the primary intent of winning something of equal or more value in return. For the majority of people, gambling remains an entertaining activity integrated into social or cultural practices. However, with expanding opportunities to gamble in a variety of mediums, an increasing number of individuals are at risk of exposure to gambling-related harm. Recent prevalence rates suggest that 2-3% of adults are at risk of problem gambling, while 1-2% meet diagnostic criteria for gambling disorder or pathological gambling. In this article, GD refers to individuals meeting DSM-5 diagnostic criteria, while problem gambling is used to describe subclinical patterns of gambling that nevertheless result in significant harm to individuals or their families. The DSM-5 classifies gambling as a behavioral addiction and defines it by symptoms of increasing tolerance, withdrawal, preoccupation, repeated unsuccessful attempts to cut back, and continued engagement despite psychological, interpersonal, or financial consequences. Herein lies the often overlooked yet equally addictive nature of gambling, where symptoms and effects parallel substance use disorders without the introduction of any foreign substance into the body. Such criteria underscore the behavioral compulsion and reward dysregulation mechanisms that align GD closely with substance addictions from a neuropsychological perspective. For individuals, GD is well documented in its impacts across emotional, psychological, social, occupational, and financial domains of well-being. Those affected often experience guilt, shame, anxiety, depression, and even suicidality, with some studies suggesting people with GD face higher rates of suicidal ideation and attempts than the general population. Financial harms may include debt, bankruptcy, housing insecurity, and loss of employment, while at the societal level, gambling may provide economic stimulation at the expense of individual health. The hidden nature of gambling harm can uniquely harm relationships. Mary's partner, like many who experience clinically significant problem gambling, was able to conceal his behavior due to the discreet nature of modern betting platforms, offering 24/7 access, anonymous betting, and real-time financial transactions. These features reduce opportunities for external monitoring or interruption, and combined with cultural normalization of betting, contribute to delayed detection and relational harm. Partners like Mary may experience heightened distress, confusion, and cognitive dissonance when trust is broken without visible indicators of wrongdoing. Unlike substance use, gambling often lacks obvious physical signs, delaying help-seeking and intervention. Casual betting during social events or sports seasons is normalized, obscuring recognition of harm and leaving CSOs vulnerable to a sudden, devastating realization when the truth emerges. Impact of gambling on others. Gambling harms extend beyond the individual. Studies estimate that for every person with a gambling problem, up to 6 other people are negatively affected. Spouses, children, parents, and close friends through emotional distress, financial consequences, social strain, and anxiety symptoms. Mary exemplifies this CSO burden, experiencing cycles of anxiety, financial depletion, and grief. Research shows that these harms are widespread, cumulative, and emotionally destabilizing, with intimate partners often experiencing the most salient distress. The full article continues with detailed sections on clinical assessment, ethical considerations, functional analysis, emotion-focused therapy, structured interventions, and key practice lessons, as formatted above with paragraph breaks and pacing for spoken delivery.